We got a new disc. We got a new battery. And I'm ready for another 5 hours. Okay. So where was I? I was on page 76. We just finished step 7. We said the prayer. Now, normally you're going to take your person on their knees again. It used to say, believe it or not, in step 7, it would say, humbly upon our knees. When we changed that, so they say, well, there hasn't been changes in the big book of the first 164 pages. There actually has. And one is in the steps. It used to say, humbly upon our knees. If you look at an original manuscript, it says humbly upon our knees. But they changed it because there's some religions that don't allow that. I just do it because it shows a sense of humility to you and then your humility to me and God. Okay? So you ain't going to get much more humble than being on your knees. But then the next word is, after step 7, on page 76, is now. So circle the word now. Now we need more action. Well, we find that faith without works is dead. Let us look at steps 8 and 9. Circle steps 8 and 9 and highlight it. This is where steps 8 and 9 come in. Folks, you'll hear my story tonight. This is where the rubber meets the pavement. Yeah, that 4-step is big. 5th step is big. Okay? The 9th step is where it really happens. And wait till you hear the lengths that I went to stay sober forever. Forever. And I finished my 9th step. Okay? I finished with almost a little jail time, but we'll talk about that later. But what was my part? I broke the law like 10 times. Maybe 20, but who's counting? Okay? So it says 8 and 9. It says, we have a list of all persons we have harmed and to whom we are willing to make amends. We made it when we took inventory. Do you remember that? The harms done others list? That's your 8th and 9th step. So for those people out there in AA land who say, oh, well, I went to the beach and I burnt it with my sponsor, rewrite it. That's what I say to them. Rewrite it, because it says right here. It says, we have a list of all persons we have harmed and to whom we were willing to make amends. We made it when we took inventory. Your harm's done others list, okay? Does anybody want to take a peek at that one again? Well, let me just show you. I'll put it up on the screen here. Okay, so it's the harms done others list, and this is the one that we wrote out, because this right here is going to be your A step, all right? So you're going to take your A step right there, and can I go page down? Oh, nice. Look at that, Bella. Did I do that myself? I'm so good at this. Okay, now I'm getting so, like, techie. Okay, so now we're at steps 8 and 9, all right? Now, why did I make up this list? Because I'm anal? Yes, that is one. But the main reason was, is because I was going on doors, knocking on doors all around the United States, because being an airline pilot, I have access to free flights, so I literally made direct amends everywhere. It was something I tried to argue with my sponsor, saying, this is no fair. Why can't I just write a letter like everybody else? No, I knocked on the door. And then people would open up the door and they'd be like, what do you want? Will you? And they would just, I mean, I'd be like, you know, I wouldn't know what to say. So now what I would do is I would knock on the door and I'd have my little cards here. As you can see, the front and the back cards, I'd have the person's name on it and it tells me exactly what I need to do. But if you notice on here, it says right here, there's a little plus and a 13. Do you see that? The plus means I'll do it. The 13th means you're going to be my 13th amends because you're not going to be the first one. I had like, I don't know, 40. So this one wasn't all that bad. So this is the front of the card, and this is what I put down. This is right out of the big book. Don't delay. Ask God for strength before implicating others. Secure consent. Do you see this? All you have to do nowadays is just make copies. I gave it to you. Just white out where it says, you know, Jim, my example, just white that out and make copies of it. Make it blank. All right, and then the back of the card is this. It says here, I know and regret that I have caused you the following harms. And then I write the harm. All right? Is that a bad harm? All right. Then you have 3 questions you must ask. These are the 3 questions. I will tell you a story tonight you'll be like, oh my God, the ninth step from hell. All right. So, but you know, I did this, and this is what I did. It's the ninth step. All right. This ninth step is huge. This ninth step gave me God. This is it right here. This ninth step gave me God. So it says here, we took it when we had inventory. We subject ourselves to a drastic self-appraisal. The next word is now. Circle the word now. Has anybody seen any other time frame than now, next, then, launched? Okay, good. Now we go out to the past. We go out to our fellows and repair the damage done in the past. If you go down about three lines from there, it says, if we haven't the will to do this, we ask until it comes. Remember, it was agreed at the beginning we would go to any lengths for victory over alcohol. Remind your sponsee that, because his chances of survival are slim to none if they do not do the ninth step. I'm just telling you the facts. I'm just a factual guy here. I'm telling you the facts, okay? I want you to go into page 77 at the top of the page. Page 77 at the top of the page. At the moment, we are trying to put our lives in order, but this is not an end in itself. Our real purpose is to fit ourselves in the maximum service to God and to their people. That's huge, and that's what I do, and that's where I'm at right now, okay? I want to lay myself with God, and once you get into this thing called the flow of life, life just becomes so easy. And then as it starts becoming more easy, it becomes more fun. You know, I play games with the universe. I try to give a lot of my time and a lot of my money to the universe. I mean, as I told you, Larry and I have a house in Sarasota, Florida that we give to everybody for free. It's beautiful. We get notes saying, you know, my wife and I were having troubles until we stayed at your place and the energy was so beautiful and we're rekindling our love. And I mean, it's great stuff, you know? And then I have some friends who are like, hey, the party was great, dude. We didn't destroy your house. Whatever. You have to take the good with the bad, I guess. Okay? So that's the stuff that we give out. It's going to tell you on page 77, if you go to the first paragraph, about four lines down, it says, the question of how to approach the man we hate. It's going to tell you how to work that, how to do it. It's pretty hard to do it, isn't it? I had to do it. It's also going to tell you a couple lines down from there. It says, with a person we dislike, we take the bit in our teeth, and that's it. Get over it. You dislike them. You've done them wrong. Make amends. Move on. All right? Last paragraph on page 77, highlight. Under no condition do you criticize such a person or argue. I did not go to my mother and say, what were you thinking? What were you thinking? All right? I didn't say that to her. She said it. All right. I want you to read on. It says, simply, we tell them that we will never get over drinking until we have done our utmost to straighten out the past. We are there to sweep off our side of the street, realizing that nothing is worthwhile until we accomplish this. All right? It says here, if our matter is calm, frank, and open, we will be gratified with the results. In 9 cases out of 10, and that has been my experience, I've had plenty of doors shut in my face, but 9 out of 10, I've gotten phenomenal results. People saying, I can't believe you're doing this. I cannot believe that you're doing this. You know, I didn't even realize that. Of course, I played the tapes in my head a lot worse than it was, like we all do. It says here on page 78, second paragraph, most alcoholics circle owe money. Is that true? Highlight, owe money. What to do if you owe money? It's going to tell you what to do. If you're going on page 78 in the third paragraph, perhaps we have committed a circle criminal offense. This was mine, and this is the story I'll tell you tonight. Criminal offense. So it tells you what to do in each subject, exactly what you're going to need to do. Page 79, first paragraph, last sentence. 79, first paragraph, last sentence. We may lose our position or reputation or face jail, but we are willing. We have to be. We must not shrink before anyone. Page 80, and I needed to do this, especially before I went to go do jail time. I needed to do this. Because if I was going to go do jail time, number one, the airline I was flying for was going to be minus a captain. That's number one. Number two, child support and alimony was going to stop. Number three, the reputation of my family was going to be hindered, so I wanted to make sure I had their permission. I was going forward with this thing no matter what anyway. And it just seemed to that everybody wanted me to do it anyway because they were saying, well, what happens if you go do this and you do surrender yourself? And I'm like, well, supposedly I'm going to get sober forever. You know what I mean? I didn't want to do it, trust me. And they were like, oh, no, you go. We're good with that. So at the top of the page, before I did that, it says, before taking, circle the word drastic, before taking drastic actions which might implicate others, we secure their consent. If we have obtained permission, which I did, consulted with others, my sponsor, I did, and asked God for help, I did. Okay? And the drastic step indicates we must not shrink, and we move forward. And I did. Turn to page 82. Turn to page 82. It says on the second paragraph, if we have no such complications, there is plenty we should do at home. Sometimes we hear an alcoholic say that the only thing they need to do is to keep sober. That is just so not true. That is so not true. It says here, certainly he must keep sober, for there will be no home if he doesn't. But he is yet a long way from making good to the wife and the parents of whom years he has shockingly treated. My kids were 2 and 3 when I got sober, so I couldn't make amends to them. They didn't know, but I was the perfect, perfect father. Perfect. I was a perfect ex-husband. No matter what my ex-wife did, I still kept coming. I still kept being there. Same time. Never missed a ball game. Never missed a soccer game. Never. I can still say that to this day. They're 17 and 16. That was my amends to my kids. That was my amends to my ex-wife, who I so destroyed. Okay? It says here, if you go down to page 82, 1, 2, third paragraph, 4 lines down. Third paragraph, 4 lines down. We feel a man is unthinking when he says that sobriety is enough. They said it twice, so don't think you're getting away with something. You're going to have to do something about it, okay? It says here on page 83, second paragraph, the spiritual life is not a theory. We have to live it. So that means when I go to work, I can't screw you over and steal and lie and cheat. Right? When I come home, I can't beat my wife. She'd probably kill me anyway. She's a little Italian frying pan. Well, I'll kill you. She says it in Italian. So the spiritual life is a theory. You have to live it. You have to live it. Okay? Now, page 83, and lastly, on the third paragraph, 3 lines down, I want you to circle, some people cannot be seen. My father was dead. My brother was dead. There's nothing I could do about that. So it says, we send them an honest letter. And I did. I wrote a letter. It tore at my heart. I wrote this letter. I walked to their grave. I read the letter. I pasted the letter. And I left. Some people do some things that are just so, so terrible. If they go see this person, it'll be terrible. They don't know where they are. So I write, God, 123 USA, Main Boulevard. I put a stamp on it, the letter in it, and I literally send it out. I put it in the mail. And it just goes. That's what I have my people do. Those are people who can't. And then it says the promises on page 83, which we've all heard, if we are painstaking about this phase of our development, so forth and so on. All right, page 84, I want you to go to the second paragraph. Page 84, second paragraph. Folks, this is where it's at. Right here, this is where it's at. The 10th step. 10th and 11th step. Okay, this is what's going to clean you up for the rest of your life. We still do this 13 years later. Okay, if I could do it, you could do it. Don't stop. Keep doing it. All right. It says here in the 10th step, people used to say, well, I work the steps daily in my life. I was like, really? How do you do it? How do you do it? Oh, I don't think. And I think. And they gave me all these slogans. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is how you do it. Are you ready? It says, this thought brings us to step 10. Circle step 10 and highlight it. Which suggests we continue to take personal inventory. So continue to do the 4th step. And continue to set right any new mistakes. That's step 10. Right any wrongs that you have done. As we go along, we vigorously commence this way of living as we clean up the past. As you're doing your 4th step and you're cleaning up the past and you're doing your 9th step, do the 10th step so that you stop the insanity. Because let me tell you, folks, when you start filling out this form that I'm about ready to pop up here and show you, and you do it on a daily basis, before you go do something, you're going to think, oh, God, I got to write that down. And you're going to think twice before you do it. All right? It says, we have commenced, we have entered the world of the Spirit. Our next function is to grow in understanding and effectiveness. This is not an overnight matter. It should continue for a lifetime. Not for 1 year sobriety, not for 13 years sobriety. For the rest of my life, I will do this. It says here, this is not an overnight matter, continue for a lifetime. Continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these things crop up, we ask God at once to remove them. That's steps 6 and 7. Remove my grosser handicaps. We discuss them with someone immediately. That's step 5. And make amends quickly. That's steps 9, if we have harmed anyone. Then we resolutely turn our thoughts to someone else. That's step 12. We have just done all the steps in the one paragraph. Okay? Now, this is what I want you to do. From this point forward, starting tonight, at step 11, I want you to look at step 11 at the bottom of page 85. Bottom of page 85, step 11. See that? Step 11 says, suggest we take prayer and meditation. Then we are using it constantly. It works if we have the proper attitude and work at it. I'm on page 86. It would be easy to be vague on this matter. Yet, we believe we can make some definite and valuable questions. When we retire at night, I want you to circle retire at night and highlight it. This is what I want you to do. You ready? I'm going to give you a form. This is meditation. I show you how to meditate. And here's the form. That's the form. I want you to fill out this form every night. Where do I get these questions from? I just make them up. No, I'll watch. I'll give it. Okay, first paragraph, page 86. When I retire at night, we constructively view our day. Was I resentful? Was I selfish, dishonest, or afraid? Do I owe an apology? Have I kept something? Do you see them up there? There's 12 of them. All the way to the end. Okay? If you look on the right-hand side, I gave you a little extra. I want to see what you have done good. I want to see what you have done that you're proud of yourself. Of course, we could beat ourselves up. I mean, you know, alcoholics are good at that. Let's stop doing that. Let's see what we bring to the table. Let's see how good we are. This is a daily inventory right out of the big book. I want you to go to page 86, second paragraph. It says, on awakening. On awakening. This is what I want you to do. On awakening. Review our 24 hours ahead. So, let me bring all this together for you in 60 seconds. My wife and I wake up. Let's do this. Before I go to bed, fill out this form. That's what I want you to do, okay? Fill out the form. If you're resentful at somebody, write about it. Put it on the four-step form. I gave it to you. Resentful at. Find out what you're resentful at. If you're fearful of something, write it in the four-step form, okay? If you did a sexual thing, well, you know, good for you. Unless you harm somebody, then that's not good for you. You got it? Okay. So fill out the form before you go to bed. You wake up in the morning. My wife and I, we go to our meditation room. We got a beautiful home and we have this great meditation room. It's great. And Valeria, and I invite you to do this, she will read. So I want you to read. Here we go. First thing we do is we read. Ugh. So upon awakening, this is what we do. We read. I read a daily meditation. AA. She reads an Al-Anon book. Al-Anon. Hey. She reads an Al-Anon book. Okay. Then, if you look in your packages, right here, this is every non-denominational prayer in the big book. Maybe I do need to get a life. This is every prayer, page and paragraph, and where to find it. She reads every one. You, I want you to read 5 prayers. 5 prayers. I want you to read 5 prayers, okay? Pick 5. Any 5. Doesn't matter. I want you to pick 5, okay? Once we do that, I have an alarm. I have an alarm on my watch. Why do I do that? So I don't sit there like this. Don't! 1 minute. Right. When I first, 30 seconds, my wife goes. When I first started this thing, I started off with 2 minutes. I started off with an egg timer. 2 minutes, all right? Now we're up to whatever, you know, 15, 20, 30, 45, depending on what our situation is, what our time frame. Never less than 10, never less than 10. And I set it, and I meditate for, I'm going to give you a starting point. I would like you all to meditate for 5 minutes. Ready? This is what you meditate on. Number one, I meditate on my health. First thing I do is I look at my health. I look at my body. I start off with my toes, and I come all the way up to my head. If I have pain, I'm a wrestling coach of a high school also. That's what I do on the side, because my son's a wrestler in high school. So, you know, I'm not one of these guys that teach. I'm like, you just get it and come in. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm stuck. So I may be in pain. So I'll look at that pain, and I will bless the pain, and I'll put healing light on the pain. Follow me? From your body, your toes, to your head. From there, I go to the infamous finances. And I will go into my checkbooks, and I will look at them, and I will fill them up with love and energy and money so that I may give it away. I love giving it away. That's my gig. My new thing in life is giving everything away. So my finances, I look at that. I bless it. I look at it. I see it. Next thing is your job or your career. I look at my job. I own, I don't know, we lost count, 5-6 companies, different types in the States. That's, I don't know, that's what I do. But anyway, so I look at all the companies that I have, and I bless them. I bless them. I thank God for them. I look at all the companies, and I bless them. I bless the employees, all of them. Okay? Then the next thing I look at is relationships. Relationships. If I have a problem with somebody, I look at candles in a circle, and I put the person in the middle, and I will talk to that person. I will talk to that person. And guess what happens when I really talk to the person? It comes out just like my meditation. Okay? I look at all my relationships. Now, I don't have many resentments, so I don't have to do that circle thing often. So I'll look at my wife, and I'll look at my kids, and I'll look at my family, my sisters, you know, you guys, and just thank God from the bottom of my heart that I know you all. All right? And then the fifth thing is God. Look at God. Talk to God. Whatever your God may be, if it's energy, okay? Whatever it may be, look at your God. So, once I am done with this, we look at the cell phones, we look at the computers, we look at the schedule. We're very techy. We look at it, look at our 24 hours ahead. I'm done. Now, I have started the day focused. Do you see that? Every day. If you have a loved one you want to share this with, please do. Try it. I'm only asking for 5 minutes of meditation. All right? Can you all do that? All right. You sure? All right. Now, I want you to turn to page 89. On the top of 89, I want you to write step 12 in big letters. Page 89, step 12. And you know what step 12 is? Doing exactly what I did up here for somebody else. Any questions? You're done. How easy is that? Okay, what we're going to do here is we're going to, let's break then. We'll break, okay? And what we're going to do is we'll be back here for 7:30. Valeria speaks at 8 o'clock. Yes, is that correct? Okay, and then you're going to hear my story at 9. If anything, you'll get a lot of laughs out of it. I want to tell you that it was an absolute honor. If you want to just talk to me, we could just pull me aside and talk. Many people have been asking the questions. But the way it works is that you'll bring everybody through the steps, and you will send them home, okay, with their package, with the 6-step, with the 9-step, okay, and let them go off, and you will show them how to do this, all right? So you'll finish all the steps, and then you will send them home. They'll be able to do daily inventory by the time you're done with them, all right? You're going to change people's lives. Have a great evening. Great evening.